A Superior Court judge has sided with a Maine State Prison inmate who claimed his due process rights were violated when he was put in solitary confinement for nearly 2 years. And Justice Michaela Murphy says now that that prisoner is back in general population, she's asking both sides to weigh in about whether he should be entitled to any additional relief. Susan Sharon has more.
Over the past 2 years, we've been following the case of Douglas Burr, a Maine State prison inmate serving a 60-year sentence for murder. Burr had spent about a third of his time behind bars without any disciplinary problems when he suddenly found himself being transferred to the Special Management Unit. That's another word for segregation or solitary confinement. At the Maine State Prison in Warren, it means living in an 8-foot by 12-foot cell.
June 12th, 2014, I went down to SEG. I came out in SEG April 1st, 2016.
In segregation, the lights are always on so that prisoners can be observed at all times, and meals are delivered through a slot in the door.
The first 10 months I was in solitary confinement, I was under what they call administrative segregation, the most restricted classification you can be under. It's 1 hour out of your cell, 5 days a week. The rest, you're in your cell at all times. You get 3 showers a week, 1 visit per week, and then you just have books, pretty much, is all you have in your room.
Why Burr stayed in solitary so long remains unclear. Prison officials and their attorneys are unable to discuss the case while it's still pending. But according to depositions of prison staff, a prison investigation that included monitoring of Burr's mail and telephone calls uncovered evidence that Burr was trafficking in drugs with the assistance of his wife. That evidence has never been presented. No drugs were ever found, and Burr's wife was never charged. A disciplinary charge brought against Burr was eventually dropped. Still, prison officials refused to move him out of segregation. So after he exhausted the prison's grievance process, Burr filed an administrative appeal in Kennebec County Superior Court.
When we took the depositions of the individuals, we asked, what does Mr. Burr have to do to get out?
Eric Maynard is Doug Burr's attorney.
And what we heard repeatedly is that he has to accept responsibility for wrongdoing. So they wanted him to admit that he did something that they could not find him responsible for because they lacked the evidence.
As part of his complaint, Burr sought injunctive relief from prison officials and damages from Corporal Mark Engstveld, a guard who Burr said falsified a disciplinary report. Last week, Justice Michaela Murphy issued an order in the case.
The order from Justice Murphy rules in Mr. Burr's favor in finding that there were procedural irregularities with the state prison's grievance process and how they treated Mr. Burr. In fact, she found that there were procedural due process violations.
The judge ordered the Department of Corrections to refund monetary sanctions imposed against Burr, restoration of any good time lost, and his disciplinary record in the matter expunged. But she denied Burr's request for a transfer to Windham Correctional Center. She also said that no reasonable juror could conclude that Corporal Engstveld's conduct played a substantial part in Mr. Burr's lengthy confinement in the SMU. Now that Burr is back in general population, Justice Murphy wants Burr to clarify what he wants for relief and for both sides to brief her about why Burr should or should not be entitled to it. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.